Generations of Juneau residents have taken classes at the Janice D. Holt School of Dance. For all but 2 years of her teaching career in Juneau, Janice Holst was the only teacher at the school. She taught more than 20 classes a week in disciplines ranging from ballet to hip-hop.
If you studied with Janice D. Holst, you had Janice D. Holst. There was never a substitute. Because I love all my dancers and I wanted them to be exactly the way I wanted them to be.
Holst was a dance teacher in many places, including Virginia, New Jersey, and Canada, before she arrived in Alaska in 1978. She taught in Juneau's VFW Hall for 29 years, then the Elks, before moving into her own space in the Mendenhall Mall. Holst developed a love for dance as a small girl in Fairfield, Connecticut.
We had big drapes in our house, and my uncle would always close them up, and then he'd pull them aside, and he'd, you know, make a big deal about it. And everybody was sitting on the sofa and all the chairs, and they were clapping and everything. So, I mean, from the minute I did my first little turnaround, everybody was clapping and loved it. So it made people happy, made me happy.
As an adult, Holst found motivation in her son, Cage, who had a leg amputated due to bone cancer at the age of 15.
He was a one-legged gymnast, a one-legged wrestler, and a one-legged soccer player.
After Holst put on a telethon in Juneau to raise money for cancer research, Governor Jay Hammond extended the effort to 167 villages and towns all over the state. Holst was responsible for helping to raise more than $300,000 for cancer research. In the arts community, Holst took on many roles at the same time.
She was the director, choreographer, producer. She was everything. And so she was just a ball of fire.
Jack Marshall danced in the Gold Nugget Review in the role of Richard Harris, one of Juno's founders. He starred as Santa Claus in the annual production of Grumpsicle. And his daughter, Tawny, grew up dancing at the Holt School of Dance.
She probably taught those kids more about growing up and taking responsibility than any school teacher ever taught. She did more for those kids than you can imagine, and made sure that they did what they were supposed to do and marched to the right tune.
21-year-old Nicole Solanoy started taking classes with Holst at the age of 4 and is still dancing. She says Holst pushed her to go to Chicago last summer to broaden her dance experience.
She actually arranged everything for me. I didn't have to do anything. I was like, wow, Janice. And she's like, I know you love to dance, and so this is my little gift to you because you've been helping me with the creative classes where you started, and that was like the best thank you gift I've ever gotten in my life. And I got to dance with professional dancers and dance in the Chicago theaters.
Tracy Diane Lazaro is another dedicated dancer.
She really tries to get you to be your best because she can see potential. I really am going to miss her pushing me, although I can do that myself, but I like knowing that there's somebody there as well that sees what I see.
Holst had a stroke in 2010 and says continuing to teach for the past 3 years helped with her recovery. Holst plans to close her studio at the end of the month and officially retire.
That doesn't mean I don't want to keep dancing or be involved or, you know, sit through rehearsal or rehearse somebody else's dancers or something like that. I'm just not looking for a job and I'm not looking, you know, to do anything special. But oh, if you play music, I might go crazy.
When she talks about the future, Holst says her first big event is a high school reunion in October, which she's never been able to attend because she's always been teaching. And she wants to write 2 books, one about the history of the Grumpsicle and one about her son, Cage. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.